Big Pub Quiz.
Oh, it's not a Tuesday morning if it's not this.
That's true.
Thank you.
You know, last week we didn't do it in Paris.
I know, I realised that, but that's all right. We were busy.
That's true.
We were in Paris.
We were in Paris.
This time last week we were in Paris.
I know,
yeah. Take me back. So many people have been asking me about that as well.
I just tell everyone, no, we never went. We're at Global Village.
Hey.
It was a lie. And then they go, really? I go, no, I'm just joking. We were there. I want to be back in Paris right now.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Let's just go. See you later. Hey, guys, we're done. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.
Ciao. No, bye.
All right, we've got to come back. No, they wouldn't let us do that.
They won't let us out the building.
Rossi fell asleep. I couldn't lift him out of the building. We're here. Okay, Rossi, here we go. Your pub quiz. You host a real one on a Monday night. We reheat the questions. Pretty Mullick and myself are up against each other. You can play along wherever you're listening to us. You've got to buzz him with your name. I'm ready to go. Pretty, are you ready to go?
Ready.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Are you ready? Buzz him with your name. Here we go. Question number one.
Oh, he sounds awake.
Which city is known as the Big Easy?
Chris. Me.
Oh, Prezi was in there.
New Orleans.
That is right. Well done.
The Big Easy.
Question number two.
Did you know that? An American question. Oh, interesting.
Did you know that, though?
No, I wouldn't have picked it.
Question number two. Which famous car designed by Ferdinand Porsche was launched in 1937?
Chris.
I have no idea.
The Beetle.
That's correct.
How did you know that?
I know cars.
Yep.
I'm a man.
Question number three. Who lives in Bikini Bottom?
What?
Chris.
Chris what? Is in there.
Barbie.
That's incorrect.
Wait, what? Can you say the question again?
Who lives in Bikini Bottom?
Who lives in Bikini Bottom? What does that even mean?
Yeah, I know what the answer is, and I don't think you can say that. I know what the answer is right now.
I'm
not cheating. Go.
I have no idea.
No answer. Can I have one more go? But it won't count.
Yeah. Yep.
SpongeBob.
Yep, that's correct.
Damn.
Next question. Question number four. Which physical characteristic is shared by Bill Clinton, Paul McCartney, and John McEnroe?
Me.
Yes.
What do you call the chin thing?
A dimple in the chin.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
John McEnroe?
Yep.
Who?
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton.
A physical characteristic like now or when they were like 20 years ago?
No.
They all have one nipple.
What? Why would you go there?
How did you know that was not the answer?
What is it? Something to do with their nose.
I was going
to
say grey hair, but that's not an answer. You couldn't answer that.
All left-handed.
Oh. Got it.
Okay, it's still 1-1. For the win?
No.
No.
All right, I'll keep going. In bingo, what number is sometimes referred to as two little
Chris.
Ducks? Chris is in there.
I just hosted a bingo night.
I know you did.
I know the answer. I know
22.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 2-1 to Chris,
though. That's correct.
Because 22 looks like two little ducks.
It's true.
Okay. He's asleep.
Question number 6. What's the tallest building in the world?
Chris. Oh, he's just made that up. The Burj Khalifa.
3-1.
I've won it. Thank you very much.